Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on in to the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and in Orem. So while you're out running errands today, you need a full refresh on your home because we are transitioning seasons. The fall scents, Heather, are beyond. They're so good, and you sell them all at your store.
We sure do. Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show, friends. We love doing this show. We've been doing it just over 3 years. We have way too much fun. I'm just preparing you straight up front. Today is no exception. We have Jared Bradley with MVAC Systems. This is going to be the coolest. I mean, you've seen those criminal shows on television. Well, Jared Bradley is a native Utah local here. He lives currently in Saratoga Springs with his beautiful wife and children. And we are so excited to have him on the show. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
This is so cool. Okay, so in Utah, you know, we talk about real estate, but we really want to keep our homes safe. Last week, we actually talked about home security and ways to do that and trying to just make it simple and easy. But Jared, first and foremost, let's introduce you as a person and then maybe how you became interested in the industry that you're doing right now.
Well, interested, I don't know if that's the right word because...
I do it for a living. Don't we all, right?
Well, it's kind of a wild story. My dad was actually developing this system, and the MVAC is essentially a carpet cleaner for DNA, and it sprays a solution down and vacuums at the same time. So if you've ever operated a steam vac, you know, to clean your carpets, then you know kind of how this system works.
Okay, but why are we scrubbing DNA from our carpets? What do you use it for?
Well, you're not gonna actually scrape it off your carpets because you probably
maybe you need it off your carpets.
Well, yeah, you really don't want to know. But it works amazingly well, 50, 60 times better than what the swabbing is, basically a Q-tip, and that's usually what you see on the crime shows. But when those fail, or you have degraded DNA, you know, the victim's been out in the woods for 6 weeks or a cold case. Our system has been used on a lot of cold cases, even here in Utah. That's where you pull the MVAC out. It's kind of the bomb on it. So
I just assumed we're on the home show. We're using this on our carpets, but we are not. We are using this in the real world.
We are full blown into true crime now. So that's in fact, if you are a fan of Forensics Files 2, the reboot of Forensics Files, we've got several episodes on there. And the one that's on running right now on season 5 is a case that we helped our system helped the State Bureau of Investigation solve. It was a Jane Doe that was unidentified for 20 years. She was a victim out of Ohio. They found her down by Lake Powell.
Wow.
I think they call it the Maiden Water murder. And she was, but when she was finally identified, then it took another few years, and they used our system to get the husband's DNA off of the rope that he had tied her up with.
So, oh my gosh.
Oh my word.
So,
Yeah. And you were telling me before the show, it's usually the husband or the boyfriend.
It's always the husband or the boyfriend.
Gosh, dang it.
Well, that's not entirely fair, but
it's not always, but that's always the first place they look.
Okay, so Jared, you know, we can get into the specifics of how you became involved in this, but how do we keep our home safe so that we don't have to use this?
That is the ultimate question. And, you know, we were talking before about the amazing market that Utah is. And you know, home values are going up. But a big reason is because there's so many people moving into Utah. And in order to keep real estate values higher and keep everything a neighborhood that people want to move into, I mean, when you're talking to a realtor, what are the things? And I've bought and sold a bunch of homes. So when you talk to your realtor, you want to know, what's the school system like? What's the how close are we to shopping? How close are we to
amenities?
Yeah. But even access to highways and stuff, so you can get to work. You know, those kind of things all matter. Well, crime is a big one too. You want to know what kind of crime is in that community. And a big part of like what we do is, you know that your law enforcement agency is funded properly when they have access to tools like the MVAC. And because then you know that your detectives are they have the tools they need to solve cases. Because there's nothing that's going to devastate a community faster than having a high crime area and unsolved cases. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons that the MVAC is getting so popular, especially in communities outside of the major areas. Like, you know, Houston just bought a system, but the counties outside of Houston are the ones that have been the most active with our system in solving crime, because the last thing they want is for all the crime from Houston to spill over. And all the major cities are like that.
So how does Utah rank against the national stats? Are we safer? I'm hoping.
Well, there's a reason I live in Utah now.
Good.
So, yeah,
good.
I've lived all over the country. And, you know, besides the fact that my wife and her family grew up in Utah, I'm an Idaho native. So I had the choice of moving to Boise or those kind of places. I needed some place when I came on and started working for my dad on it with MVAC. I knew I needed a major hub, an airport, because I knew I was going to be traveling a lot. And so it just made sense to come to Utah, because then I'd have the Salt Lake airport to fly out of. But it was also, I'm a BYU guy, so naturally, being anywhere close to my Cougars, then I can, I'm all about that.
But we won't hold that against you.
It's fine.
Yeah, all right. We probably shouldn't go too much.
We like both schools.
We can agree to disagree.
Yes.
Fine.
Utah.
I'm neutral. I'm Switzerland over here.
Yeah, you are.
No, both of them.
No, you're not. You're a Cougar. Don't even lie.
I definitely went to BYU, full disclosure. But yes, I like both schools. They're great.
Yes. No, Utah's got some amazing programs in there. So can't fault them for that. But anyway, let's move on.
Okay, Darren. So your dad invented this system to keep Utah safe, but also anyone in the country, and he sells them.
Yes. Well, backtrack a little bit. My dad was actually a microbiologist, and I don't know if you remember, in 1993, there was a big E. coli outbreak. So Jack in the Box restaurant was...
I remember that.
Yeah. Especially along the West Coast, there was a bunch of kids that got really sick. I think 6 kids died from that.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. So he grew up on a ranch in Idaho. And he, you know, specialized in microbiology. So he was like, how is it that our food system is killing kids? And so he started really researching the problem and realized that the upfront collection was the weak point. And that's when he came up with the idea of, like, the carpet cleaner but it was on for food surfaces to collect E. coli and salmonella and that stuff like that. So the original purpose and the original design of the MVAC was for the food industry and you know, collecting adulterants. Well, we, in the course of time, figured out that a cell's a cell. So if it's E. coli or a skin cell, it's collected the same way. And that's how we basically realized that it could work really well in forensics, too.
And there's a market for it.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. There's no shortage of crime. That's for sure.
That's incredible. I sometimes I complain about the police officers that I see that are pulling over grandmas. They're pulling over moms. They're just wanting to take their kids to school for speeding. And then I also have to stop myself and say, that's amazing. They don't have anything else better to do than sit on the side of the road. But we have Jared Bradley with MVAC Systems, the owner and CEO of this business right now, on the radio show with us, helping us learn tips and tricks how to keep our kids safe and our community safe. Stay tuned. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osman Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back in to the Real Estate Show today. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osman of Osman Designs. Her home and furniture and design stores are in Lehigh and in Orem. They're gorgeous. They're stunning. It's a transition into fall right now, Heather, so I know everyone's redoing their homes and putting those caramels and browns and pumpkin spices all in their homes right now.
Oh, it is the best. I just barely switched out all of the scents in my home right when school starts. It's kind of my time that I do that. And I'm in love. Like, my home just feels different. It feels refreshed. It's new. We're just coming off of the Park City Showcase of Homes. Beautiful show that if you didn't get there, definitely check out that website. You'll want to see what happened in the Park City area this over the last few weeks. Some of the best, most beautiful, most expensive homes in all of Utah were in the Park City show this year. So definitely check that out. And of course, like Lindsay was saying, Osmond Designs, we're celebrating 20 years of being in business just this year. And all of our furniture is always 50% off of MSRP. And then we're running an additional 20% off the lowest mark price sale. So come check that out. We have some of these Parade Homes furnishings back on the showroom floor, and they're, you know, ready to take home today. We have locations in Lehigh and in Orem, and it's all in stock merchandise. So that's a lot of fun. I get to focus on making your home beautiful. And people like our guest today, Jared Bradley with MVAC Systems, gets to help us with tips and tricks on how to keep our home safe. And Jared, your business, your program, your machine, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. And man, our system is not something that most of your listeners is actually going to use, but hopefully your police departments around Utah have access to it, because whenever there's a case that is difficult to solve, then a lot of times DNA, especially in today's environment, DNA is helping solve those cases. And when those cases are solved, it's a huge boost for the community, and not just the neighborhood and the family and the people that personally knew the victim, but the entire community celebrates whenever a cold case is solved. And a perfect example is the first case in Utah that we helped solve was, the victim's name was Crystal Bislanowicz. She was a wayward 17-year-old. She was raped and murdered and left next to the Provo River up in Midway. And this is in 1996. So she, and it was a cold case for 18 years because there was really no evidence for the police to go on. And back in the 90s, DNA wasn't really a factor. So they couldn't, and the murder weapon was a couple of river rocks. Mm. So all they had basically was her body, a pair of folded socks, and some bloody rocks. And that was it. And this show was, or that case was actually highlighted on Forensics Files too. So if anybody's a fan of the show, they can go in there and see that episode as well. But the crazy thing was, they tried swabbing, they tried getting fingerprints, but on granite, you know, it's a rough, really sharp, porous rock, and it's really hard to get evidence off of that. So it wasn't until around 2013, 2014, so almost 18 years after the crime happened, that they pulled those rocks out of the evidence and they used the MVAC on them, and they got 42 times more DNA than what they actually needed to produce a good profile. And the profile came up to a guy named Joseph Simpson, who was already a convicted murderer, but he'd been out of prison all of 8 months when he decided to kill Crystal.
Mm.
So, yeah. But imagine Midway, you know, they nice little beautiful town up there close to Heber, and they had this cold case murder of a 17-year-old hanging over their heads for 18 years.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it's solved. And so, yeah, it really boosted the community there. And it shows how proactive the DA and the Wasatch County Sheriff's Department is. You know, it just shows them that these investigators, they never give up. And that's what I love working with police and those guys so much, because their doggedness to bring justice to victims is just fantastic to me.
How many agencies in Utah use your system? Do you know? Do you have a number? I'm putting you on the spot, but how prevalent is your system in Utah?
There's five or six agencies, but the important thing is there's two private crime labs, both Sorensen and Intermountain Forensics, that both have it. And so even if an agency doesn't have it, I mean, the major ones do. Of course, Salt Lake PD, West Jordan, Utah County, you know, they all personally own a system.
Mm-hmm.
But they have access through those two crime labs. And those are the ones that have helped solve a lot of these cases.
Yeah, makes sense.
Hopefully Utah State Crime Lab will have one soon, but not yet. So
that's incredible. I love, and I'm so inspired that people like you and your father had the inspiration to come up with these ideas to keep our community safe, not only in Utah, but now you're taking it on a national level.
Yeah, we've and I've actually traveled to numerous places around the world. I've gone to Thailand and Burma and China and Australia, Europe. You know, I've been South Africa. I've been all over the place training some of these police departments on how to use the system and how to be better at collecting DNA. So, yeah, it's fun. We get a lot of calls from detectives and crime labs and people that are just like, you're not going to believe what just happened.
Wow, I can only imagine your testimonials. And I think when you have safe communities, it helps real estate values and gets everyone in the community excited to be here and to invest in that community. So I really appreciate the work that you're doing. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Her stores in Lehigh and in Orem. Hi, Heather.
How's it going, Lindsay?
Happy fall. We're transitioning into fall. I know a lot of people find this the most wonderful time of the year. The weather's great. I get depressed as we go into winter, but I'm trying really hard to enjoy this time because these temperatures are glorious.
It is so beautiful. And Lindsay, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of a little tired of summer clothes and I'm ready for fall. It's probably my favorite. You know, truth be told, Lindsay's also coming off of a very political week.
Yes, I'm very tired.
You need a warm, cozy blanket. You need a great candle, Lindsay.
I need a pumpkin spice latte or something. I don't even drink lattes, but I need something.
Start today.
I need something pumpkin spice and with caffeine.
Oh, bless your heart. Yep. No, it has been a great season for the Parade of Homes. It is now coming to a close, or did it come to a close this last week, was the final Park City Showcase of Homes. It was a great year. I just have to give a shout out to all the subcontractors in Utah. They really are the unsung heroes of the construction industry and the real estate industry as well. They work so hard and they do such amazing work. And I know in Utah there's always bonfires going on, especially in the construction industry, and there's a lot to do and supply and demand. I mean, I think they're all a little bit overwhelmed. They're drinking out of a fire hydrant. So props to them. Props to being a homeowner in Utah. Every single week I feel like we get to be on the show and we get to talk about all the good news of how Utah is faring against the rest of the country. And not only do we have the population that continues to feed that supply and demand, but we also have investors that are here as well. There's the American dream. We all want to own a home someday, and Utah's a great place to do that. Not only do I get to work as an interior designer and make homes beautiful and functional, but our guest today is Jared Bradley. His father invented the MVAC systems. Jared is, you know, born and raised working in this family business, right? Welcome to the show, Jared.
Thanks for having me.
I gotta be honest, Jared, it sounds like a carpet cleaner, but it is used to really keep our community safe and solve crimes.
I love this via
DNA. Yeah,
it's cool. I think get all the bad guys, Jared. Go.
Hey, I'm
we'll
all about
you.
It.
We're just cheering you on.
Put the bad guys away.
Do it.
Yeah.
Okay, Jared, tell us how all of this came to pass and you know, tell us a few cool stories.
Yeah, we've actually got three episodes on Forensics Files 2. And two of them were from, actually two of those cases are, actually all three of them are Utah cases. So they've solved, I think the oldest case that we've helped solve is 56 years old.
Wow.
And yeah, so if there's DNA sitting in an evidence room somewhere, or evidence sitting in a evidence room somewhere, and there's any kind of DNA on it, then there's a good chance that the MVAC can get it.
So true crime fans love you, and they don't even realize that you have a product out there that can basically pull DNA off of any sort of evidence.
Yes. And we're based right here in Utah, and we love it here. And yeah, we've really enjoyed being here. It's fantastic. But I specifically chose Utah because my wife and her family are from here. But then also the Salt Lake Airport is just so accessible. So we love it here. But yeah, let's talk about murder and crime.
Tell us a few for a Saturday morning.
right along with what your audience loves so much, right?
Yeah. So tell us a few stories. Yes, because really what you do really does help all of our property values. The more we can solve crimes, it really helps our communities be safe so that more people want to move here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Nobody wants to live in a crime-ridden city, and which is why there's so many people moving here from California and other states. I mean, Florida's being overrun with people from the Northeast because there's so much crime there. And, you know, there's lots of reasons for that, but part of the reason is because sometimes they just don't have access to tools like what the MVAC, you know, brings to bear. So,
and a lot of times people hear just, you know, detectives have solved a crime, right? Or detectives have found DNA, or detectives, you know, are now searching for a person of interest, but you don't hear the process of how they got there, right? And your system really is how they get there.
Oh, absolutely. And it's interesting. That's exactly why I started my podcast, is because I've realized over the 10, 12 years that I've been marketing the MVAC in the forensics industry that so many people don't understand the process. And so I mean, it's twofold. I started it because I wanted to help educate people on the process. You know, what does it really take to solve a crime? Because CSI, that TV show that came out in the early 2000s, mm-hmm. they actually call it the CSI effect. And it's because so many people, they'll watch that show and they'll think, well, why does it take my detective so long to solve a case? And,
right.
You know, it's more than 43 minutes. What's going on?
Right.
And we're a microwave society. Yeah. We want it hot, fast, and right now, right?
Yep.
Well, but in reality, it is really hard to solve. I mean, imagine taking a 1,000-piece puzzle and flipping it upside down so you can't see any of the, all you can see is the back of it, the shapes, mm-hmm. and then throwing the box away so you don't know what the thing actually looks like, and then trying to put that together. That's what our detectives go through. So having tools like the MVAC is really important for them because that can add a new piece into it. If you have a DNA profile, then you can go all sorts of places with it.
And do you have to be careful that you don't get out ahead of investigators, right? In terms of like, you have the system, you know what it's found, but, you know, sometimes some of these crimes are really high profile and can, you know, create problems if they're, you know, if we get information too early.
Yeah, well, the detectives will know long before I will. I mean, I'm actually one of the last ones to know. We just sell the equipment and I'll train them on it. And then the CSIs and the detectives and the crime labs, they go to work with it.
Mm.
And then on occasion, they'll call me up and say, man, we've got some fantastic news. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. So do you ever get tempted that you want to go into this field? Because, I mean, it's got to be a little bit exciting. You hear these stories and...
Oh, to actually like be a detective?
Yeah.
Or, well, I'm a little too old for that. See some gray hair on it. Yeah, I'm way past that.
You're way past that. You just get to assist them.
Yes.
Yes.
I get the best part of it. I don't actually have to go to the crime scenes.
Yeah.
I just hear about how cool our system is. But again, back to, you know, the podcast, it's called All Things Crime, if anybody mm-hmm. wants to look at it. It's on YouTube and Spotify and all those. Well, the second part of it was because of COVID, we had these lockdown. And so after I did all the honeydews around the house, I was like, well, you know,
now what?
At some junction, I actually need to be able to reach out to the customers and, you know, keep moving the MVAC forward. Well, what better way than to start talking? You know, I started interviewing some of my detective friends and I'd say, tell me what you do and how, you know, when you're first walking into a crime scene, what is it that you do? What are the steps that you take? And it's kind of evolved into, you know, I've been able to interview, the latest interview was the executive producer of that Sound of Freedom that is on my podcast right now. And cool. Those are the episodes that are dropping right now. So it's really turned into a fun way to not only market the MVAC, but also to help educate everybody out there on how crime is actually solved.
That's incredible. I feel like in Utah, we're very, very lucky because law enforcement is very respected and admired. I know my own father was a firefighter for Provo City, and I always considered him a hero and thought that that was a really cool thing. And anytime someone would ask me what my dad did, I was proud to tell them. So that was awesome. And Utah is paving the way with people like you, Jared, who are entrepreneurs and innovators in trying to solve problems that have a need.
Yeah, and that's a really good segue into kind of how the MVAC came into, because initially my dad had designed it to collect E. coli for the food industry.
Wow.
Well, you know, I'd run into a college buddy and I'd gone into the military and he'd gone into the FBI, and we got together 15 years later and I was kind of explaining to him what the MVAC did. And he was like, you know, that would have been amazing on some of my crime scenes. So we're like, you know, on occasion the light bulb will go off and I'm like, oh, okay, well. So we took it to Sorenson Forensics here in Utah, and had them test it for us. And when they came back, they were like, we've never seen recoveries like this. Then we started trying to figure out how to market it into, you know, it's totally different markets. So trying to figure that out.
How do you market a product like this? Because I imagine you got to go to police stations who are funded by counties and cities, right, in terms of taxpayer money. And so they got to get it approved, right, to buy it.
Yeah, it's a pretty long sales cycle. Yeah. It takes a long time, you know, getting in. And when we first started, they said once it takes a long time to get in, but once you're in, you're in. And that's kind of where we're at now. MVAC is like a verb now. I mean, you know, when you really
MVAC something.
Yeah, yeah. When you really want to get DNA off of a rough surface or a difficult surface, something that's been sitting in an evidence room for 40 years, then MVACing is just makes sense.
So, Jared, off air, you were sharing some really cool and inspiring stories. You have a podcast, as you mentioned earlier. It's called All Things Crime. How do people find that?
Well, they can find it just plug in All Things Crime onto YouTube or on Spotify or iTunes or whatever.
That's awesome.
Your true crime fans just went up tenfold. It's not my wheelhouse. I get creeped out at like scary Halloween rides. Like I can't listen to true crime, especially working in the news. I just can't do it.
And in Utah.
Yeah, it's too close to home, but I know you have a lot of true crime fans out there.
Well, and I'm just really grateful that people like you are in this industry that are keeping Utah neighborhoods safe, which obviously affects all real estate values and not only just the economic portion of that, but the emotional, the mental state of just loving where you live. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Today's guest is Jared Bradley, MVAC System. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Heather Osmond with me as well. I'm Lindsay Ayres with KSL News Radio. Heather, your stores are in Lehi and in Orem. It is a fall transition season, so if anyone's redoing their house right now or just transitioning those summer colors to the fall colors, Osmond Designs is the place to go.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, right?
It is for you.
Oh,
yep.
I don't know about you, but it's probably my all-time favorite. I might get some hate mail because, you know, we're saying that and Christmas is just around the corner as well, but it's just so peaceful. The kids are back in school. Everything is back into a routine.
Temperatures are cooler.
I just love how cozy and warm and comfortable your home always feels in the fall time, which is, you know, just so much fun to be in the industry and be doing that. And all the Parade of Homes is finally over for the year. So that's very, very nice. We get to rest and relax in our own homes for a minute before we start pulling out those Christmas trees and have glitter everywhere, which is always exciting as well. Today, we are so lucky to have Jared Bradley. He is the owner and CEO of MVAC Systems. This is such a cool story. Your dad actually invented the system. And Jared, you go around selling this system to keep neighborhoods safe and solve crimes.
Yes. The police agencies, sheriff departments, crime labs that use our system are able to solve cases that otherwise they would have never been able to solve.
Can you describe the science behind MVAC a little bit? Because what you do is pull DNA off of evidence, and you can do it at a much higher rate than just like a typical swab.
Right. Yeah, well, a really good comparison is if you have a stain on your couch or on your stairs, for example, you have a couple of options. You can either grab a hand broom and try to get the stain up that way, or you can grab a carpet cleaner. Well, the carpet cleaner is naturally going to get down into the fibers because it sprays the solution down, and then it vacuums up the stain and the solution.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's essentially exactly how the MVAC works. So just on a little more, you know, sterile level.
Yeah,
so,
technical level too. Yeah. Yeah, interesting.
So it isolates the DNA, that whatever is collecting from there, and then it concentrates it onto a filter. I know it's kind of hard to imagine, but people can go to m-vac.com if they want to see the videos. Also, we have a YouTube channel of MVAC Systems, and they can see how this thing works there. So it's a lot of fun, and it's, you know, you can pull, and agencies have, you can pull evidence out from a cold case from 50 years ago, and we can collect. If DNA's there, the MVAC will get it.
So DNA never, I mean, this is something I should probably understand, but DNA never goes bad, disappears, evaporates, like it's a code, right? So it's always there?
Oh, no, that's not, I mean, it does break down.
Yeah.
But if it's stored properly, like it's in a dry, cool place, it can last for a really long time.
Okay.
What I love most is that you are Utah-based. And look at the difference that you're making in the entire country, not only in Utah, to keep all of our communities safe. We definitely want to give a shout out to Central Bank that sponsors this real estate show. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends, and they have been serving Utah for over 130 years. We are sure proud to not only partner with them on this show, but they are also great supporters of the Parade of Homes, the showcases of homes throughout the Wasatch Front in all of Utah, to always keep us updated on the latest and greatest trends. Central Bank is always there for all of your loan needs. Not only do they do car loans, but they do residential loans. They do HELOCs. They do construction loans, business loans. I'm a little biased. They do all of our business banking. And you walk into Central Bank and they know you by name. And it's the coolest thing. I feel like I'm at the Cheers bar, right? That television show. And everyone knows your name. That's Central Bank. And they're local, which I absolutely love. Our guest today is Jared Bradley with MVAC. He's local. Jared, thanks again for being on our show today.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Such a pleasure. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Come check us out. We have an additional 20% off. Our lowest mark prices for the month of September. It's all in stock. Bring your trucks and trailers and come pick up a new sofa, a sectional, a new bedroom set, you know, some bedding, even a candle, you know, those fall scents, the apple cinnamon, the pumpkin spice.
I need them all.
You need it all. Yeah. And it sure is fun to have that cozy, warm feeling in your home again. So excited to be doing this show. We've been doing it for over 3 years. And thank you so much for being a loyal listener.
And Heather, as always, people can podcast this episode wherever they podcast. Just search for the KSL Real Estate Show. We also have a KSL News Radio app, so they can always go back and listen to all our past episodes. Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Show today. We'll be back next week.